So earlier this month, a guy in the state of Virginia returned a bunch of Ensure to a grocery store and said, "Sorry, I don't have a receipt for it because my mother had just passed away." Then the guy left with his nice refund, and someone knows, "Wait a minute, a bunch of Ensure is missing off the store shelf." Turns out this guy just filled up a shopping cart, did a fake return without ever paying, and made the whole dead mother thing up.
Rude.
Yes, not a very nice guy at all.
No secret that us Americans, we eat a lot of cheese. In fact, we eat more than we did 40 years ago. According to a new study, Americans eat about 3 times more cheese today than we did in 1970, and no other major food group or category has seen such a massive jump. In 1970, the average American ate 8 pounds of cheese in a year. By 2010, that was up to 23 pounds of cheese. So we're looking at 1 ounce of cheese every single day.
I usually have cheese just about every single day.
I would think I do too, and mine might be even more than that average.
In honor of their 60th anniversary, the people at TV Guide magazine have come up with a list of what they say are the 60 greatest cartoons of all time. We'll give you the top five. Number five is Scooby-Doo, 1969 to present. The Peanuts, 1965 to present. Looney Tunes in at number three from 1960 to present. The Flintstones made number two from 1960 to 1966. And your number one greatest cartoon of all time, according to TV Guide magazine? Yes, of course, The Simpsons, still running today, started back in 1989. They say that is the best cartoon of all time.
Interesting. There's a 99-year-old woman in Iowa. Her name is Audrey Crabtree, and she fell just one credit short of graduating high school in 1932. And she always said it was her biggest regret was not getting that diploma. She had to miss a bunch of school after she got whiplash, and she also had to take care of her sick grandmother. Well, after a few calls from her granddaughter back in July, Audrey's high school decided to bend the rules. And at a ceremony on Monday, she finally got her diploma over, you know, how many years was it? 81 years after she was supposed to graduate. And she joked that she feels a lot smarter now.
And language experts in Wales want to change the name of a town called Vartig, because the letter V apparently does not exist in the Wales native language. They want to change it to an F. Villagers aren't real thrilled with that change at all for some reason. I don't know.
That's funny.
Your stack of leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.